Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
It was Christmas Eve again, and the drunk tank.
4:30.
An old man said to me,
time to start your weekend off right with Archie's Famous Wings.
Another one.
The Eagles, the Eagles offensive line, yes, they make a cameo later. The Eagles offensive line puts out a Christmas album every year. So this is Jason Kelce singing.
I know Jordan Mylett.
He sounds like the dude from Disturbed. Or like when they like Disturbed tries to do the Sound of Silence. And
tries
they try
to.
You love that version, don't you?
Absolutely. The great version.
Would you listen to this, Charlie?
Disturbed or the Christmas album?
The Christmas album by the Eagles offensive line.
Nah, I'm good.
I hate the Eagles, the actual band, and I don't like this any better.
Good thing Donnie's not producing. Jason Kelce's like his favorite football player of all time. He would take offense to that.
There has to be some auto-tune going on.
Oh, yeah. Jason Kelce doesn't sound like that. It sounds like an actual like gravelly singer. He sounds like Tom Waits.
Burl Ives.
You can pot this down, Charlie.
The piano has been drinking.
Are you aware of the time Dave Wannstedt put out a Christmas album?
Mark? I am not.
Here is...
Here it is in all its glory, one of his big lead singles.
Here's a sample off that.
Silent night, holy night, always calm, always bright, round yon virgin mother and child.
Here's the best part.
Holy infant, so tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace.
Yeah, that was not as popular as the Terry Bradshaw album
but
that went
I have
out.
Two thoughts coming out of that. How he says mild will never not be tender and mild.
Did you know that was a real thing, Mark?
M-A-U-H-L-D, mild. And then here's a thought.
I never knew Baldwin had an accent.
He's got one. You get all these people in like a church setting, right? Singing like the recessional hymn. Better chance than not that more of them than not sound like Wannstedt when they try to sing. So how the hell does a room full of generally bad off-key singers end up singing something that sounds passable as a group of like 500?
You should officially invite him to your party next Wednesday.
Dude, if we got Wani to sing that song,
Doran's his BFF. Would, he should put out the invitation, put out the bat signal.
Bring the house down. Honest to God, if he's in Chicago right now, which isn't he probably?
Maybe in Florida for the winter, he might be one of those snowbirds.
If we could just get Wani to get into a recording studio and record a song for karaoke, I think it would bring the house down.
I give him credit for having the balls to put out a Christmas single.
Question about that single, Pony. You would know since it happened on your buddy Danny Parkin's old Chicago show.
Yeah.
Did they intentionally drop out at parts for Wani solos?
Yeah, they did. They scripted parts in for him to be the...
And he knew, so, but he knew going in he would have his little solo parts.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. He rehearsed and practiced.
I could tell he practiced.
Didn't Giannotti used to do Christmas songs?
Yeah, it's like Vinny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're pretty funny about it.
Well, yeah.
Like,
I mean,
maybe
Greg...
it's cold outside, a duet with Vinny and Ron. He did that.
That's kind of a creepy song for real, though. Baby, It's Cold Outside. Is it not?
They're trying to now do that with you on the midday show. Did you know that? Trying to turn you into Christmas song fodder, Malzy?
You two are very popular, by the way.
Up on the housetop, Malzy waves. His favorite Steeler linebacker was Lauren Taves.
That was who?
Lauren Taves.
Mark. Up on the housetop, Malzy waves. His favorite Steeler linebacker was Lauren Taves.
That's not good.
Mark, your reaction when that started to play was to like seize up like something horrible had happened.
What
to
were you
going to
say about the two of us?
Oh, yeah. I broke my glasses the other day. So I stop in to get my glasses fixed and I'm checking out and the guy looks at me and goes, hey. I'm like, oh, hi. He goes, I see you on the Palm Show. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He goes, by the way, I hear you on that radio too. Boy, do I hate that Filippone guy.
Wow.
I was like, he goes, I can't stand listening to him. Everything out of his mouth makes me upset. Then he pauses a little bit and goes, you know who else I don't like? That guy with the big head.
And who is that, Chris?
No, somebody else.
Man.
That was the...
And I'm like, okay, nice to
that
see
was
you.
The big, wow. That was the big takeaway from our Russell Wilson Sierra picture is, wow, Malzy has a humongous head.
So he's hate listening to everything that gets
yeah,
said
I need
the
to
show.
Shout out our pal Johnny the Barber, who has had this show on YouTube streaming in his barber shop all day and wants us to know. Wants a shout out for his buddies.
Well, buddies, you got a shout out. Here is Doran's prediction on what's going to happen in this game on Sunday.
Off the wall prediction. Here we go. Kenny Pickett will have a touchdown in this game. Yes, he will.
Mark, would you bet on that?
No. He's thinking it's going to be a blowout and he's going to get the...
That's why I think it could happen.
I might do
happen.
An alternate line thing where I pick Kenny Pickett over under 0.5 completions. I might take that. I don't know what kind of number you'd get there, but I would do it. If Kenny came into the
Kenny's
game...
Kenny's not coming into a game that's a competitive
unless
game.
Unless Hurts gets injured. Like, if Hurts actually suffers a real injury. Can you imagine our show on Monday... If the Steelers are down like 17-3 in the early third quarter, Hurts goes down with an obvious like severe ankle injury. In comes Kenny Pickett and the Steelers just roar back to victory.
Mark, is he so disliked because of how things ended and him basically wimping out late in the year and then asking for a trade that if he played in this game, they'd really want to rough him up?
I don't think the Steelers care, no.
You think the fans?
No, I think the fans just didn't like the fans.
No, I know the fans, quit, but wasn't sure. If
wanted out. I think that's the big thing there with him.
Sure. I just was curious if the players would want to take
players,
it out on him.
I don't think the players really.
I think the players would smell blood in the water on the field, though, if he was out there.
Do you? I mean, we're doing trivia here. Okay. When was the last time Kenny Pickett threw a touchdown?
When was the last time Kenny Pickett threw a touchdown? Well, he has not thrown one in Philadelphia yet.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. We're looking, obviously, last three games. The Indy game, Trubisky
played.
When did he get hurt?
He got hurt in the Arizona game, but he missed a touchdown pass in that game. Actually, a couple, probably.
He didn't throw one against New England, did he?
I'm going to say it was the Cincinnati game.
Funny thing is, I should have an answer, but I don't.
I think it was too, Pony.
It was Freiermuth, right?
I think he had a touchdown pass in the Cincy game. I don't think he threw one after that. We were doing that same thing with Claypool. His last touchdown catch for the Steelers was... he hasn't had a touchdown catch since like his second game with the Bears, and he's out of the NFL.
Did he not throw a touchdown to Derek Watt?
Did in the game. No, Claypool threw a touchdown pass to Derek Watt the last time the Steelers played in Philly. It was their only touchdown pass in that game. They lost 35-13, and Claypool threw the only touchdown pass in that game.
Kenny Pickett game logs, last touchdown pass.
Charlie, you have it?
I got it.
Malzy, go right ahead.
What do you want?
You're stealing his thunder.
Charlie, take it.
The last one that I can see is against the Tennessee Titans. Mm-hmm. on that, November 2nd.
Oh, so they must have had a rushing
touchdown. That 20-16 barn burner. But I even remember from that game him missing Pickens on that crosser that would have gone for like an 80-yard touchdown.
You think that's even a potential bet? You think they even have that
up? No,
on the
they
board?
Don't have that up. No, I don't think they have Fields stats up on this game.
The receiver for that touchdown was one Deontay Johnson.
Mm. Well, that probably was his first touchdown.
The Deontay's catching on. Other guys are saying that they don't want to go in and play.
You might have to call like...
Happened last night with the Niners.
You might have to call Mario from Blawnox to get that bet in. Pick it. Old school.
How many people you think named Mario actually live in Blawnox?
I was going to say Luigi, but I really stepped back on that one. So.
Well, yeah, you really stepped back because you still just said it and started laughing. So.
Well, I was going to say Luigi, but I'm like, I better not say that. So I went with Mario.
Now you've said it twice.
Mark, who do you think is going to be the MVP of the state championship game on Sunday?
Commonwealth.
By the way, where does people that live in Breezewood go to high school at?
We talked about this. There are no people that live in Breezewood.
It's part of a much bigger like township, and that's what it feeds into. The actual population of Breezewood, they don't even count it. Because it's like there might be like 40 people that could say they live in that area, but it's part of a much, much bigger township. So that's what it feeds into. Yeah, I'm saying the township has its own high school.
Mannheim? No.
I don't know.
Mark, who's going to be the MVP of this game?
MVP of the game?
Yes.
For Steelers?
No, just who's going to...
Barkley. How can you not say Barkley?
If you think
Barkley.
The Eagles are going to win, then pick an Eagle.
Actually, I'm going to just go a group. I'm going to say that the Eagles' offensive line is going to pretty much push around that front seven. Which would then lead to Barkley.
Pushing around T.J. Watt and Cam Hayward,
which
damn.
Which would then lead to a big game.
Better be
for
careful.
Barkley.
If I tweet that out, you're going to end up in Cam's phone. You're going to end up in his folder.
Like I said, I don't think, I don't believe.
Well, you
I
will be with
there.
Saying things like he's going to get pushed around. That gets you into the phone.
Well, I could say that as a group. It doesn't mean it was him.
So he personally will not
so
get pushed around.
So he doesn't get pushed
the
around
rest
and
of them,
Watt
though,
doesn't
yes,
get pushed
everybody
around.
Else gets pushed around.
The rest of them, though, are getting turned into just.
Who wins the matchup, Lane Johnson versus T.J. Watt?
I think
Lane Johnson.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Johnson's good enough where they're going to let him go mano a mano for as much of that game as they can.
And Johnson's getting a little older.
He's a crafty veteran.
So Watt's going to have a good game. Hayward's going to have a good game, but the Steelers get pushed around up front. Good to know. Landon Roberts, if you're listening, you're the guy that Mark thinks is going to get his ass kicked on Sunday.
No. I'm afraid of him.
So Roberts isn't either. Roberts isn't getting pushed around. Hayward isn't. Watt isn't. Highsmith is getting served his lunch by Mailata.
I like Highsmith.
Okay, so those four guys are going to be fine.
Patrick Queen is going to get absolutely dominated.
No, I think Loudermilk's pretty good, too. I think he's been playing well.
So actually, they're going to get pushed around, except they're not, and they're going to win the game, not lose it.
It's all going to be making.
By the way, you got to give me that eye doctor's address so I know where not to go.
It wasn't the eye doctor. It was another guy there was checking out next to me.
Oh, it was just another patron.
He goes, that guy doesn't know what he's talking about. He just drives me nuts.
You know what?
That bald-headed guy, too.
So I think, honestly, I got the worst of that. He at least knows Filippone's name. I'm just that guy with the big bald head.
Yeah, big bald head.
How did Crowley avoid the scorn of not driving people nuts? He's just openly a West Virginia fan on the Pitt Station. How is he avoiding widespread criticism?
I think Crowley's
here?
Just a lovable little character.
What is he, like
himself.
A character from Peter Pan? He's a lovable scamp.
He's a little, you know, not everybody takes him seriously.
Is he one of the little rascals? I'm self-deprecating more than he is.
That's a good point, Mark. He is the king of self-deprecation.
And everyone hates my guts even more.
Well,
it doesn't even give me sympathy.
Not everyone hates your guts, just the guy that was at the eye doctor's.
I need a doggone... dictionary with some of the words you pull out, so people are probably thinking that guy thinks he's better than me. Am I not right? Is there some words that he says that you're like, what in the world?
Well, then I run him by Donnie. And
no,
Donnie's
here's
the filter
bit.
Here.
What is he talking
Mark,
about?
Here's the bit he does. He goes, Donnie or Charlie, do you know what that word means? Now, 100% of the time, he knows what the word means.
Okay.
But he asks them to try to make me look bad.
No, not to make you look bad, just to let you know, like, hey, you need to now give so the definition of the word so people know what you're talking about.
My real problem here is I talk like I'm talking to him because I know he knows the words I'm using, but what we're both really doing is talking to the audience, and sometimes
and
I lose sight of that.
Maybe Mark is saying that the guy at the eye doctor thinks you're talking
or
down
Johnny
to him.
The barber's or Johnny the Barber's buddies are just thinking, what is this guy talking about? You're talking down to me.
That doesn't explain why he hates me so much, though.
I think that kind of explains itself.
I always say the same thing. I'm like, this pony, he's a good guy. That's just shtick.
Now, what do you say about me when people rip me?
I wasn't quite expecting the big, bald-headed guy, by the way, as I'm walking out the door.
It sounds like when people rip me, you're probably like, yeah, he's kind of a jackass.
I was going to say, oh, by the way, before you leave, I hate that big, bald-headed guy, too. Okay.
We have an answer from
He needed to tell you that on the way out. Wow.
We have an answer from a listener named Fred. Everett School District is where Breezewood residents would go to high school and school. Okay. Everett School District, which looks like it is about the literal size of Allegheny County.
All right.
So
Breezewood. Right. I'll be driving through there with one Jeff
Hathorn.
Now,
will you stop?
Oh, you guys are tag teaming.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Hathorn's driving out, and I found the perfect opportunity just to sleep while somebody else drives. So I'm like, hey, Jeff, you got any room in the back of that 93.7 the fan van.
Well, you're technically one of our employees. You're on the payroll, so you're allowed to do that.
Oh, it's like, listen to this schedule, though. He goes, oh, you want to leave at 8:30? 8:30 in the morning, we're going to leave for Philly. Mm-hmm. And what time are you going to get back? 4:30 in the morning?
Jeff's hardcore.
Jeff is hardcore. He probably has like,
Who's the hardest working man in Pittsburgh sports, Jeff or Pomp? I'll throw Pony into as a
part-time pump. No, it's not me.
Jeff's
pretty, I try to work smart, not hard.
Jeff goes from everything. I mean, he goes from Steelers.
Well, he wasn't at our luncheon.
Because he was covering stuff.
Yep.
I mean, Jeff is just a machine.
He's built different, as the kids say.
He is built different, so I would have to put him on top of the list. Pomp, you got to give it to Pomp. He's been doing it for 40-plus years, and he's still got the drive.
Then now he's working here full-time.
Yes. Joe Starkey would call him part-time pop.
All right. Mark, thank you.
All right.
Pony's eyeballing something else on that monitor.
I'm trying to find the clip of the guy that called into our show and like tried to give the suggestion on how the Steelers get through to Pickens, and I can't find it.
Oh, where he was. Didn't he say they should take him
Starkey
to like some.
Uses have him every day.
It was something about how he needs to take him to like old battlefields or something like that.
I thought it was the guy that said, anybody go in that locker room and say, what's wrong with you?
Hey. What are you doing?
That guy?
Is anybody anymore in a locker room? Like, you know, TJ or Cam come up to him and say, hey, what are you doing?